This is the Room of Postcards, which has been established as part of the Museum of Warsaw's main exhibition for the first time. There are 127 postcards displayed on the walls, and they're all associated with Warsaw, of course. But this is only a very modest selection from the museum's collection, which holds more than 9,000 postcards in total. And all of them are like time machines, offering us a chance to find out about the city and its residents in bygone times. So please head towards the window and have a look at the postcards on display on the wall on the right. In the first one, right at the top, you can see Castle Square, with the Royal Castle in the centre ground on the right and Zygmunt's Column on the left. As you'll recall, you saw two copies of the column earlier in the Room of Warsaw Monuments. If you have a closer look, you'll see that a tramway route runs across the square, but the trams are horse-drawn. What we have here is a view of the square as it was in the year 1900. The next postcard on the right shows you what it looked like a number of decades later. We've moved forward in time to 1968, and a city that has long since succumbed to motorization. The blue bus in the background is a famous Polish model, the Jelt 043. The other postcards offer us a glimpse of all sorts of similar items of interest. Please head slightly to the right, then look at the second row from the top, and, counting from the right, find the fifth postcard. The vertical, colour image has a view of a monument on the obverse. The stately figure on the monument is Adam Mickiewicz, a 19th century poet, dramatist, essayist, publicist, translator, professor of Slavic literature, and political activist. He is one of the three bards of Polish Romanticism and is considered to be a national poet. The postcard dates from the very beginning of the 20th century. As you can see, the sender wrote their missive around the image. So, why didn't they write it on the reverse alongside the recipient's address? Well, in those days, the reverse was reserved solely for the addressee's details. It wasn't until October 1904 that the appearance of the postcard as we know it today was established, with the address and the correspondence on the reverse and the image on the obverse. Now please turn round and have a look at the cards on display on the opposite wall to the right of the door. Please have a closer look at the one in the very centre of the display. You'll find it in the third row down from the top and, looking from the left, it's in the fourth column. The postcard presents a view of the Russian Orthodox Church I told you about earlier, St. Alexander Nevsky's Cathedral, built by the Russians in the late 19th and early 20th centuries in the very heart of Warsaw on what was then Platz Saski, Saxon Square, and is now Piłsudski Square. As I mentioned earlier on in the tour, Warsaw was part of the Russian partition, and the cathedral stood as a symbol of that Russian dominance, which is why it was demolished after Poland regained her independence. Now please head over to the left and make your way over to the final group of postcards, the ones on the far side of the door. You'll see the portraits of some former film and theatre stars amongst them. Please start by looking for the postcard with the photo of a woman and the name Nora Ney, that's N-E-Y, beneath it. Looking from the right, you'll find it in the first column. Nora Ney was an actress who set cinema-goers' imaginations alight almost throughout the interwar era, and her love affair with the most popular stage cabaret and screen heartthrob of the time, Eugeniusz Bodo, also caused a sensation.